brought my Jed. Jed Clampett.
This is an instrumental, happily entitled Waitresses in the Sky. He lied through his teeth, unable to use anyone else's. Two Irish tunes, In the Name of the Law.
Very out of tune.
A guitar solo there by Simon Nicol. And Simon, what have you been doing since the demise of the final version of Fairport Convention a few years ago?
79, yes. What have I been doing since then? I've been working a fair bit with Richard here, in mainly in the context of the electric band that we've got over here at the moment, although he and I and Linda can occasionally be persuaded into smaller acoustic environments where we'll whack it out. I've also been very busy with a new version of the Albion Band, which has recently been reconsolidated. That's quite fun, and I'm working a lot with a fiddle player, Dave Swarbrick, who was one of the Fairport alumni, and we just have an acoustic duo.
Yeah, I've heard actually reports that you might be coming over with Dave here in the fall.
We're aiming to set something like that up while we're over here, hoping to get something like that together, because we've been working for a couple of years now as a two-piece, and we just haven't had the opportunity to really play that much outside the expected environments, if you like, although we have been to places like Italy, which is a bit strange, and we're probably going to Spain later this year as well. But I think Swarb would be a great success over here as an acoustic fiddle player.
Do you do mostly similar traditional things as on his solo albums when you perform with him?
Yes, the material's the same. I mean, it's obviously different when you've got to change the instrumentation. Swarb is, when he does his instrumental albums, he uses a lot of tone colours and lots of musicians and breaks things up. Obviously, if it's just the two of us, there's a limit to what we can do. But we take the same material. It's just played in a different way.
Now, when did you begin working again with Richard in the band?
Never really stopped. You know,
playing all through the years together.
That's right. I mean, I've played on most of Richard's albums, and I've been in most of his bands. I'm very happy to say it's my good fortune.
A good fortune to have you, Simon.
Thank you. Here's the £5 you gave me earlier.
Your check's in the post.
How has the tour been going so far in terms of the U.S.? I mean, you've been here only about 6 days so far, but you've hit Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia and Maryland, I think. Mm-hmm. How has the reaction been to the electric band?
I should say it's been very good indeed, yeah.
No better than we deserve.
I remember I was quite amazed, but it was unusual in terms of the concert you did at the Bottom Line. The audience was quite incredible, the response of the audience, and also the people who were coming were people who seemed to know everything that you've done.
Mm. That's frightening, really.
Have you found that similar
about people like that?
Similar in the rest of the cities on this tour so far?
Yeah, audiences have been very, you know, enthusiastic and fairly knowledgeable about repertoire, things like that. It's gone really well so far. You know, I hope we can keep it up.
And the other thing which I noticed was that you had done songs from every part of going as far back as early Fairport Convention and covering. I think you did something from like every record that you've done, every solo record at the Bottom Line. So you still apparently like the old songs and keep them in the repertoire.
Like some of them. Yeah. On every album, you know, there's a few that seem to stand up, and there's a few that, you know,
get left behind.
Never stand up. Yeah.
Which of the old ones would you be doing, say, on this tour, for example?
This tour. I'm not at liberty to disclose that yet. Ed, this is a secret.
Well, if people want to find out, you will be performing in just a couple of days at the Lone Star.
Yes, what wonderful place.
Right. You'll be, and if you want a good seat, come early and sit at the bar, because that's where the stage faces.
If you want the good seat,
right.
Come early.
And
sounds like the only people who can have a really good seat are the barkeepers.
And Lone Star is located at Fifth Avenue and 13th Street in Manhattan. And if you want more information about that concert, you could call them up at 242-1664. That's 212-242-1664. And the concert is this coming Monday, May 24th. Well, could think we could have another song from you or an instrumental, whatever you prefer.
I suppose so. If you ask nicely, we can.